Hey, it's Heath Mulliken from the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, and I just want to let you know this is one of the most heartfelt podcasts I've ever done. On a drive up to Table Rock Wesleyan Camp yesterday, just recorded my thoughts on South Carolina Pro Wrestling, how I feel about it, and I hope this encourages and inspires you. And as you're listening, don't forget to check out our sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise for the Double Dropkick Show. And it's the only place you can get Battle Zone DVDs. You can get autographed 8x10s. You can get autographed posters. They have everything. They have shirts for all of your favorite North Carolina, South Carolina, even some out-of-state and out-of-the-region wrestlers. So check them out, soscustomtees.com. And thanks for supporting the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. A couple of weeks ago, I went and saw this movie called The Greatest Showman. Really good movie. It's about P.T. Barnum. It's not very historically accurate. But I got there and found out it's a musical, which was kind of surprising. I was blown away by this movie. The music, the storyline, the acting, the songs. It was a really good movie. I just enjoyed it so much. And a couple of days ago, I saw a video on Facebook with the director, Hugh Jackman, and they're talking about trying to get this movie made. And they have a meeting scheduled with all the studio executives to try and get the movie greenlit. So they're going to do a read-through and they're going to sing. The day before this meeting, Hugh Jackman calls the director and said, "Hey, I just had a cancerous spot removed from my nose. I'm not going to be able to sing. The doctor says I can't sing." The director says, you've got to sing. You can't, don't tell anybody. Nobody's going to show up to this meeting if they know you're not going to sing. So they get there to this meeting, and Hugh Jackman is just very upfront, beginning and telling everybody, "Hey, I'm going to, I'm not going to be singing, but I'm going to stand, when it's my turn to sing or say my lines, I'm going to stand just to remind you that I'm going to be singing." And they had the backup singers, they had a young man who was going to sing Hugh Jackman's parts. And this video is, it's going to be in the show notes today. So they start doing this song. The name of the song is From Now On, and it's just a really cool song of the part of the movie where P.T. Barnum kind of learns from his mistakes, and just a powerful, powerful song when you really listen to the words. So they're going through the song, and this kid is singing, and Hugh Jackman kind of gives him a look, and Hugh Jackman starts taking over the scene. And you can tell he's really holding back singing, but you get a sense in the room and in the video, man, there's an appreciation that, and Hugh Jackman starts singing because he's genuinely moved. He's genuinely moved by the music. He's genuinely moved by the words. And you can tell he is passionate about this project. So the music keeps going, and there's this, there just gets to be this one part, and there is this build, and Hugh Jackman really starts singing, and he lets go, and it's almost like revival breaks out in this room, because not only is he getting into it, the entire cast, who they've just been reading their lines, they've just been singing their parts, but not really getting into it. They are all up on their feet. The entire cast who is singing this part, they're on their feet. And something happens in this room, and it is magical and it is powerful. And all of a sudden, it goes from, "Hey, we're trying to get this movie greenlit," to, "Hey, you cannot afford not to make this movie." And it is just this powerful, powerful moment where you get the sense that everybody involved in this project feel their passion. You feel something. You feel it. I mean, it's tangible.
And I was...
It's Sunday, and I'm driving as I'm recording this. And I've watched that video probably eight or ten times. It's just so powerful. Just, I mean, every time I listen to it, I've had the same emotional reaction. And I know, I mean, scientifically, there's certain musical notes and musical arrangements and the rise and the fall of the notes that'll grab you. And this is one of those. And it reminded me, there came a point in this video where Hugh Jackman, his passion for this movie, the fact that it meant so much to him becomes contagious. And everybody else in the room, the rest of the cast members, the background singers whose names we'll never know, it becomes contagious. And they realize, dude, if this is that important to Hugh Jackman, they understand, man, this is an important project. And so here's what I want to say to you. Mark and I have an episode coming out Friday called What Makes a Wrestling Expert. We have a very frank discussion about how people talk about wrestling and what makes somebody an expert and how some of these so-called experts are so negative about things. And if you get on Twitter and you get on Facebook, everybody is always complaining about some aspect of professional wrestling. Every Monday night, I don't watch Raw. I don't watch SmackDown on Tuesdays. But I read some of the comments and like people are absolutely miserable while they're watching this. And so I don't like NASCAR. I don't mind people that do like NASCAR. I'm not against NASCAR, but I wouldn't force myself to watch a 3 or 4 hour race. I'm like, why would you sit down and watch something you know you don't like just so you can complain about it online? So I want to say, I say all that to say, you know, today I'm going to be talking about the champions in South Carolina, a little bit of North Carolina. I want you to understand, like, I have taken it on as my mission to be the Hugh Jackman of independent wrestling in the Carolinas. To be so enthusiastic and to be so positive that it is contagious. Like, I want to be so positive that people almost get sick of me. Like, I want to be the cheerleader. There are so many negative people out there, and they want to tear people down. And they want to just complain and gripe and say who's not good and why. And debate is great. Debate is what makes the world go round. But there's a way to debate, and you can still be positive. So today, I'm going to talk about these champions. But I'm going to talk about it in a way that's positive. Like, there's no... Listen, I'm going to be totally honest with you. If there's a promotion or a wrestler that to me, I just don't feel like they're getting it done, or I'm just not going to talk about it. I'm not going to waste my breath being negative. So let's just run through some of these things. Let's run through, I want to talk about the champions in South Carolina. And also EWF there in North Carolina. And I want to talk about who had the best 2017. So I don't even know where to start. I'm driving, I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm just talking, I'm just recording, just having fun. So let's start with OSCW. Down in lower part of the state. Right now, Tracer X is their champion, won that title from Brandon Paradise a couple of months ago. He'll have his first defense coming up March 4th. I've said it before, various programs, how much I think Tracer X has improved in the ring. I think Tracer X, I think his work as far as, you know, his ability has always been there. Add a little more character, and I think, you know, who knows? I mean, I think the sky's the limit for Tracer X. He's had one, to my knowledge, one successful title defense. And I think, you know, can you say he had a great 2017 as a champion? Not necessarily, because, like I said, only one title defense. But going into 2018, he's definitely got to keep your eye on. He could run the table. You know, the four or five shows OSCW does, he definitely is a guy that could run the table. Here's the thing with Tracer X and with that OSCW roster,
he's not going to be facing.
I'm so sorry, I don't remember the dude's name. Francisco, the guy he just wrestled, is an old school big heel. Tracer X had a great match with him, had a very good match with him. And so I think Tracer X, to me, he's going to have an amazing opportunity to really take it to the next level and really prove that he can carry a company and be in that spot. And I look forward to seeing more of it. John Schuyler there is their Intercontinental Champion. He does the Bruiserweight Challenge. I don't mean this is a criticism, but they talk about how many days. It's not just Schuyler, but they talk, you know, in wrestling, people talk about how many days they've been champion. And so what I would just say, and I think UFC does this. UFC doesn't say the guy's been champion this long. They talk about how many successful defenses he's had. And I would like to see us move to that in wrestling. There was a time where Dean Ambrose had this crazy long U.S. title reign. And I think in like 300 some days, he had like three title defenses. So is it really that impressive if he only had that many defenses? Now, John Schuyler, in his lengthy title reign, he's had a plethora of title defenses against all sorts of opponents. And so, I mean, John Schuyler, that's in OSCW, they call it the workman's belt, and he carries it with pride. He carries it well. So let's move up the state a little bit. PCW, their heavyweight champion right now, it's Big Country, and Big Country won that belt from Shay Shay McGrady. I off the top of my head, I don't think, you know, Shay Shay won the title from James Drake. Their big show down there with the Rock and Roll Express, and I think Shay Shay in his first title defense lost to Big Country, and I think Big Country heading into 2018, he just recently lost the EWF Heavyweight Championship a month or two ago to Cruiser Lewis. Who's going to beat Big Country? I think Big Country, so big, so powerful, it's going to be interesting to see who can come up against him in PCW. And here's the other thing too that you can't discount: he's got Jack Bismarck in his corner. He's got Kevin Ray, Mason Miles looking out for him. So That's going to be an interesting thing to me. Is you have a guy who doesn't really need any outside help, but he's got it. So, Big Country, man, he could have a heck of a 2018 there in PCW. There, Kevin Ray's the Soda City champion. Their secondary title there, which is a title that's only been there for a couple of months. I'm gonna be honest, don't know the whole history behind that title. I will say it's one of the coolest looking title belts that I've seen in any promotion. Very original. It's not a ripoff of anything. Really cool looking title. And Kevin Ray is a young man that I've only seen wrestle once. Really impressed with him. And he's got a bright future ahead of him. And I think I would love to see PCW add some tag team titles. I'm going to be talking about tag teams next week. Some tag teams here in the Carolinas, the tag team champions of the various promotions.
But I think, again, Kevin Ray, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does here in 2018. Moving up, APW. You've got their heavyweight champion now, TJ Boss. Again, TJ Boss won the belt, if I'm not mistaken, late November, early December for the James
Drake, a last man standing match, and then has had, to my knowledge, again, I'm just now trying to keep up with everything. Defended that title successfully against James Drake in a tables match
at APW's last show of the year. And who's gonna
take that title from TJ Boss? It's a very similar situation to Big Country. TJ Boss had a monster 2017, Rising Star of the Year for the CPWAs. And there's some guys, they're in the business, you know, could be a couple of years, could be a little longer than that, and sometimes things just start clicking. And it just seemed to me, in various places, things started clicking for TJ Boss in 2017. Now, do I say he's had the best, when we're talking about champions? So far,
all the champions we've discussed
have been very recent champions. Haven't been champions that long. But I think TJ Boss is definitely somebody to continue to keep your eye on. And I definitely would look for him to either claim more tag team gold or to claim more singles titles. APW also has the Carolinas Championship, currently held by Billy Brash. Again, just recently won that title from Boris Baranov. I think I've talked about Billy Brash on here before. Man, he even said it himself. You know, you compare him to a year ago, the guy is in the best shape of his career. He's in a great place. Some of his best work in the ring. Some of his best promos.
Very entertaining.
Very good. And, you know,
I think Billy Brash, I'm excited to see what he does as the Carolinas champion. Does he continue to feud with Boris?
Or, you know, who's kind of next in line for that? I think Billy Brash is a great guy in that spot. Because I think he can have a good match with just about anybody.
And this is my opinion.
I think Billy Brash is the kind of guy,
his demeanor,
his ability, he elevates that title. He absolutely elevates that title, in my opinion. APW is always going to be good. Let's move on up to the upstate. Let's talk about Golden Corner Wrestling. Wrestling, their champion is Jackson James. He won that title from BJ Hancock, I want to say earlier this year, maybe late 2016. But Jackson James has had a good year. The only critique, this is not a critique against Jackson, I know he had a couple of non-title matches. The Golden Corner's last show is a non-title three-way match with him and Brady Pierce and Bryson Willis. They were setting up their December show that ended up getting canceled. But Jackson James is a young man who continues to improve. He's the hometown hero there in the Golden Corner area. And I think the sky's the limit. I think you can do a lot of things with Jackson James. When Golden Corner Wrestling first started, he and BJ Hancock had a great series of matches, had a great feud over the title. And I think for that area, Jackson James is the guy. And who knows? He's one of those guys you never know what's in store for him. He's had opportunities before to move on.
So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But I think Jackson James, again, from a few years ago, has very much
I saw he and him and Tracer X have a match in February, PCW. It's a really good match. Just not what you would expect from him or Tracer X. A very mat-based style match. And it delivered. It delivered on the entertainment value. So I want to see Jackson James feud with Brady Pierce. I want to see that series of matches. I want to see Jackson James feud against guys like BJ Hancock. He defended in May, defended that title against John Schuyler in just an absolute entertaining match. Oh my goodness. I'm sure that match is on YouTube somewhere. Not your typical match. Definitely, not the kind of match that Meltzer would rate 5 stars, but who cares about that? It was an entertaining match. I was there. I saw it. Saw it with my own two eyes. Saw the crowd's reaction. So for somebody to crap on stuff they're not even there for, what are you doing? Because I'm going to tell you, when you watch stuff on video, you don't get the feel, you don't get the react, you don't understand the reaction of the crowd. And when Schuyler had been getting into it with the ref that day, and the ref finally fights back and pushed Schuyler, and Jackson rolled him up, the reaction from the crowd that day was great. It was great because that's what they had built to. And again, it was an entertaining match. What more can you ask? You pay your money, you're entertained, you suspend your disbelief. What more can you ask for? That's all we can ask for. And it was great. Let's talk about EWF in North Carolina. Just started hoping to go up there this weekend, January 13th. For their first show of the new year. Their champion right now is Cruiser Lewis, who just won the title from Big Country in November and then defended it successfully in a cage, albeit with a lot of controversy involving the referee. And I'm telling you, I don't know how that referee Arena reports. I don't know how the referee made it out of the building alive. It's going to be interesting to see, what they do with Cruiser Lewis. If the feud continues, they built up a great feud with him and Big Country. It's going to be as they, they unveiled a new heavyweight title. Their new heavyweight championship belt. But it's going to be very interesting to see where. Cruiser Lewis goes. Again, he's only had, I think he's had one non-title match since winning the belt and then defended the title against Big Country in the cage. So again, a lot of new champions heading into 2018. Except for this next one. Okay. Here's one I want to talk about. Here's a guy that I think give my reasons. He had the best year of any heavyweight champion in the region. And what I mean is South Carolina and then the places I covered, North Carolina and Georgia. And that's 3 Count Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion Ken Magnum. Lost the title December 2016 to Ace Armstrong. A heck of a match that went all over the gym there. Ace successfully defended that title against James Drake in February, and then in March we returned to Liberty High School, where I saw Ken Magnum. I saw Ace Armstrong show as much heart as a wrestler can show in a match. He kicked out of multiple full clip DDTs. Saw Ken Magnum win the title back that night. And then I saw Ken Magnum April, May, August, September, November. A run of title defenses that in my opinion second to none in South Carolina in 2017. As I mentioned, all the other champions heading into 2018 are all fairly new. One or two defenses at most. Ken Magnum defended his title against young man, up-and-comer Tyler Gaines. Tremendous match. Left the crowd, gave the crowd all they had, and left them one. Great match. Defended against Oscar in just a match to me. You're talking about two guys that wrestle not just completely different styles, completely different paces. And they went at it. When I think back through 2017, a couple of moments, a couple of spots that I remember, a couple of them were from that match, Ken Magnum and Oscar. Ken Magnum defended against John Skyler.
This year,
happens with him. I know he's branched out working other places. This would be interesting to follow this young man's career. So I'm just kind of, like I said, I don't have any notes in front of me. If I've left anybody out in South Carolina, as far as I know, the Tommy Rich, they just crowned their first champion, and at their show in December, I'm interested to see what they do. Their first show's coming up around Valentine's Day. So this weekend, EWF is going to be running at the Forest City Armory. You can go check them out. All the information is on the website, doubledropkick.com. It's going to link you to their Facebook page. As of this moment, Sunday afternoon, no mountain match announcements yet, but that should be a good card. Also, SWA in East Denali, Georgia, give them a shout out. Their first show of the year.
So my recording got cut off coming up to Table Rock yesterday, but I will be at EWF this Saturday night. Like I said, SWA will be in East Denali, Georgia. And then the first show of South Carolina in 2018, January 19th, Palmetto Championship Wrestling will be at Vive Church down there in Columbia. Appreciate everybody's support. Hope everybody has a great week. And for the South Carolina Wrestling Report, this is Heath Mulliken. We'll see you soon.